This world can be a pretty cold and brutal place sometimes. It's great if you're surrounded by people who care for you, but sometimes circumstances turn against you. Sometimes people turn against you. This goes wrong, then that goes wrong, then the other thing goes wrong, and just when you need someone to help you, they turn around and betray you, leaving you to fend for yourself. It's like a kick in the guts. It hurts deeply. People, circumstances, they seem to conspire against you in this perfect storm. And at those times, the world seems to be such a bleak place. That may all sound like way too much doom and gloom, but I see a lot of it. People crying out for help in social media. People writing to me and emailing me about desperate circumstances. I really do. I see rather a lot of it. That nice, calm exterior that people present with often belies a deeper turmoil. The British journalist Bernard Levin put it like this. Countries like ours are full of people who have all the material comforts they desire, together with such non-material blessings as a happy family, and yet lead lives of quiet and sometimes noisy desperation, understanding nothing but the fact that there's a hole inside them. Maybe that strikes a chord with you. So I just felt to shine a ray of hope into that dark place, something that I believe God wants to speak into that bleakness, if you will. Psalm 103, verses 8 and 17. The Lord is kind and merciful. He's patient and full of love. The Lord has always loved his followers, and he will continue to love them forever and ever. He will be good to all their descendants. In other words, God is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love towards you, the sort of love that never fails. Yeah, but how much does he love me? Well, here's the answer. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. In fact, that love is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear him. As high as the sky, as far as eternity, that's how much he loves you. I just thought you might need to hear that today. That's God's word, fresh for you today.